No, that's different from a vest. A vest is a piece that, of course, that you button up like you do a dress coat, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You button it up here in front, and it's and the sleeves, no sleeves at all, and it come down on your shoulder, just about here, top of your shoulder, and of course it's down low here in front.
The jacket has sleeves?
Well, most of the jackets do. Some of them have kind of a short sleeve, like some shirts, but most of the jackets is long sleeve. That is for winter wear, mm-hmm. you see. Of course, in summer wear, there's scarcely ever to wear a jacket.
What's another name for trousers?
Pants.
What would farmers wear that would come up?
Suspenders. Some call them galas.
Uh-huh.
Galas. But the correct name, I think, is suspenders.
What would be made out of denim that would come up in front? That had the suspenders?
Oh, that was overhauls. That was overhauls with a bib to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, called a bib.
Did you wear those?
I used to wear, yeah, when I was a small boy, but I got to where when I was working in timber sawing with a cross-cut saw. I'm right-handed sawing, and of course you lean over that side and that suspender keep it dropping off and getting away on my arm. And I quit wearing them and went to wearing a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore a belt ever since, and ever since I was about, I guess about 15 years old, something like that.
If you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you run inside and...
Get my coat or jacket, one.
And what it to me.
Yeah, bring it to me, that's right.
So you say, so he went inside and he got it and...
Brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have...
Brought your coat or your jacket to you.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit me. If I outgrowed it, it
Uh-huh. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Unconvenient. It's bundles them in your pocket.
And it makes your pockets do what?
Stick out. Makes your pockets stick out.
What's another way of saying stick out?
Well, it bulge out. Makes your pocket bulge out.
And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
And it's drawed up. Shrunk up.
Uh-huh.
Drawed up or shrunk up, either one.
And you say, every shirt I've washed recently has...
It's shrunk up.
And I hope this shirt doesn't.
That's right.
Hope it doesn't what?
Don't draw up.
Or?
Don't draw up or don't shrink up.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to?
Dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Well, yes, about the same thing, I suppose. He wants to dress up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Have to put on better clothes.
What would you say about a woman who stands in front of the mirror and?
Beautifying herself, painting her lips or her cheeks or let me see, look pretty or pleasant.
Did you ever say doll up or primp?
Doll up, yeah, doll up or primp up.
Would you say those about a man?
Well, yeah, kind of primp up, not say doll up, but primp up mostly for a man.
What would you call a man who primps a lot?
A jelly bean.
What did that mean, to call someone a jelly bean?
Well, that's one that tries to be up to date, so important and all. And looks so nice, so neat and all. That's what you call a jelly bean.
Would you be kind of laughing at him when you call
him that? Yeah, kind of laughing at him. When they get to talking, you know, popping off, bragging, boasting, something like that.
Uh-huh.
You laugh at him then.
Something a woman would wear around her neck.
Beads.
You'd call that a what of beads?
Well, you call it kind of beads or a necklace.
Would you say a pair of beads or
pair of beads.
A string of beads?
Yeah, a pair of beads, a string of beads, either one.
Which would you call it?
Well, I believe I'd call it a string of beads.
What would you wear around a wrist?
A wrist.